A Christian wedding ceremony should be beautiful, reverent, and clear. Beauty matters because weddings are embodied celebrations. Flowers, clothing, music, procession, scripture, vows, rings, prayer, and blessing all speak. The bride and groom come as embodied souls before God. Their bodies, voices, tears, smiles, hands, rings, and promises all participate in the meaning of the day. God created a world filled with beauty. A wedding does not need to be plain in order to be holy, but beauty without reverence becomes performance. Reverence matters because the bride and groom are standing before God. They are not merely hosting an event, they are making covenant vows. They are being publicly recognized as husband and wife. The wedding minister is not an entertainer, brand ambassador, or master of ceremonies. The wedding minister is a servant of Christ, serving the covenant. Hebrews 13:4 Webb says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled." Marriage must be held in honor. That honor should shape the tone of the ceremony. The ceremony can include joy. It can include laughter. It can include personal warmth. But it should not become silly, careless, crude, or self-centered. The wedding minister should guard the sacred weight of the moment. Clarity also matters. Guests should understand what is happening. The bride and groom should understand what they are promising. The ceremony should not be so vague that it could mean almost anything. Christian marriage is a covenant union of one man and one woman before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Organic male and organic female language honors embodied design without turning men and women into stereotypes. Biblical masculinity is not domination. Biblical femininity is not fearful silence. Both bride and groom are called to Christ-like faithfulness. The ceremony should make covenant clear. The welcome can say, "We gather before God and these witnesses to celebrate and solemnize the covenant marriage of this bride and groom." The scripture can place the marriage under God's word. The vows can name lifelong faithfulness. The rings can be explained as visible signs of an invisible promise. The pronouncement can clearly recognize them as husband and wife. Clarity protects the ceremony from becoming only sentimental. Colossians 3:12-14 Webb says, "Put on therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance. Above all these things, walk in love, which is the bond of perfection." That is beautiful language for marriage. It is also practical. Compassion, kindness, humility, perseverance, forgiveness, love. These are not decorative words. They are covenant practices. A wedding minister should prepare carefully, know the order of service, know the names, know the vows, know the license responsibilities, know the venue expectations, know the family sensitivities, know when to pause, know how to recover if something goes wrong. Preparation supports beauty. Preparation supports reverence. Preparation supports clarity. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant, so do not choose between beauty, reverence, and clarity. Bring them together. Let the ceremony be warm enough to touch hearts, reverent enough to honor God, and clear enough to teach Christian marriage faithfully.